Good evening. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me is Lee Wood, who is our membership director. Welcome into the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This is the fundraiser, of course. A lot of people calling in and sending in emails to support us, but some people have been doing support month after month after month.
Ongoing. Absolutely. Yeah. We're in our third year really of talking about sustaining members and asking people to make monthly gifts. A sustainer makes monthly gifts, but they don't just do it for a year. They tell us they want to make monthly gifts ongoing until they tell us to stop, which means they don't have to renew their membership. It never expires, and we don't have to send them any mail. And they can listen to the radio all year knowing that they've donated and done their part. So it's a really fantastic way to support the station.
My household is a sustaining household.
It is. Thank you, Kyle Kellum.
Well, thank you, Laura Kellum. She's the one who set this up. She said we should do this. And I know how convenient it is for us because, just like you said, we don't have to think about it. It
sure
just happens. Is it convenient for the KUAF end of the equation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you think about what it means to the station, it's a reliable, dependable source of income that comes in no matter the time of year. It, you know, we work hard on our on-air fundraisers and we make the bulk of our membership dollars during those times, but we need money all year round. And this is just a way for us to know in our operating budget that we're getting steady, reliable source of income. And it's a great way, too, to just engage with donors because they feel like they're in some ways subscribing to us, which in some ways they are.
And you can do this by going to supportkuaf.com?
Absolutely. You can go to supportkuaf.com at any time. Just fill out the donation form and then choose to give monthly in a number of ways. You can give monthly using your credit card. You can give monthly on what we call an automatic bank draft, which is a great option because it never expires. Your credit card will expire at some point. Or if you are a University of Arkansas at Fayetteville employee, you can give through payroll deduction, which is fantastic too because, like me, if I never knew I had it, I don't miss it.
I'm telling you, I yes.
Yeah. So three really great ways, easy ways to set up. We can do it at supportkuaf.com at any time, and it's a really significant way to support this station.
Supportkuaf.com. Lee Wood is our membership director. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Kyle.
The downtown area of a community often contains a rich history. Strolling through an old downtown district, you might find brick streets or century-old buildings marked with plaques indicating their place on the National Register of Historic Places. If you're curious about the detailed past of some of these historic districts, you may be interested in the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program's Walks Through History program. It's a series of monthly outdoor walking tours that takes place March through December. This year's series kicked off last month with a tour of downtown Forest City. The program continues April 12th with a tour of the Jasper Commercial Historic District. The tours are led by Rachel Silva, the outreach coordinator for the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program. When selecting locations for the tours, Silva pulls out a map and takes a number of factors into consideration.
We keep track of where we've been the last few years previous, and so I try not to repeat those places is one thing. Also, try to get all new places, and then try to, of course, pick things that are interesting, I think, and then try to spread them out geographically around the state so that you kind of, you know, equally represent different regions of Arkansas each year, and that's really it. You know, I say try to pick places that are interesting. Every place that we visit has something interesting and new. I mean, there's never a day on my job that I don't learn something new.
Silva grew up in Northwest Arkansas and often traveled to the Jasper area to float the Buffalo River. Silva says she's always loved that part of the state, so it was a natural decision to select Jasper as one of this year's tour locations.
Probably the most interesting thing in Jasper are all of the native cut stone buildings. So you have a lot of rough cut stone used in the construction of these buildings around the courthouse square. The courthouse itself is made out of, you know, locally quarried granite and limestone blocks. and that's the case with several of the commercial buildings as well. And then there's some really interesting what we call mixed masonry buildings, which are a mixture of brick and stone together. And many of those in downtown Jasper were designed and built by a local gentleman named Gould Jones.
Silva says the tours all start at 11 a.m. and last anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours. Historical societies often serve as co-sponsors of the tour and offer a local point of contact for these events, which allow guests to explore a commercial historic district, downtown area, or a residential historic district in towns across the state. Silva says the main purpose of the program is to raise awareness about the unique historic resources in each of these communities. To prepare for each month's program, Silva usually makes one day-long visit to the tour site, where she takes photos and maps out a route for the tour.
I'll interview local folks and get, you know, oral histories from them about different buildings and what they remember as far as the businesses that were there over the years. And then I look at Sanborn fire insurance maps, which are a great resource for historians that tell, you know, what kind of buildings were where throughout the town and what year. So that helps to determine the year of construction and what kind of things were there. And then I read local history books. If there was a history of Newton County published in 1950, which I think there was, then I'll look at that, and I'll look at all kinds of published material that I can find about that town. And I'll put it together, write it up into a tour script, which is usually around 13 to 15 pages, and then we'll go from there.
Those scripts, by the way, are available on the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program's website for those curious about a previous tour they may have missed. Silva says she expects some participants are skeptical that she can tell them something they didn't already know about the community they have lived in for years. However, she does often teach guests something new, and she cites last month's tour of downtown Forest City as an example.
There were 65 people at that tour. I mean, there was a lot of interest at that one, and almost everybody there kept saying, I had no idea that this building, this plaque, this detail, whatever, was in downtown Forest City, and I've lived here my entire life. And I enjoy that a whole lot. I enjoy being able to show them the things that they miss because they're not paying attention, or they're not walking on foot and looking up at buildings. They're, you know, they're more focused on going to the drugstore and getting what they need to get and getting out. They don't take time to really look around sometimes. In addition to that, showing people new things about their town, they come away from that tour usually really happy and smiling and proud of what they've got. You make them aware of what they've got and how important that is, and it creates a sense of pride in their town, too.
While there are a number of locations lined up for this year's series, Silva says the Jasper tour would be a great one to attend.
Jasper is a no-brainer to me if you're going to pick a Walks Through History to attend this year, because it's going to be a pretty time of year as far as the weather goes. It's not going to be too cold or too hot. Everything's coming out into bloom, and you can spend the whole weekend, or at least your whole Saturday, in Jasper and go to the tour, go eat somewhere after that, go check out the Buffalo River, you know, go sightsee around. It seems like a good idea to me.
The Arkansas Historic Preservation Program's Walks Through History series will continue April 12th by exploring the Jasper Commercial Historic District. The tour begins at 11 a.m., and participants should meet at the Newton County Library. The tour is free, and no registration is required. Other upcoming tours of note include a walk through the Ozark Courthouse Square Historic District August 9th and a tour of downtown Bentonville October 11th. A complete schedule is available at ArkansasPreservation.org.